Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Don't shake up this podcast or it will explode in your face. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast with Ed Gamble and James Acaster. I'm the Ed Gamble part of that.
My name is James Acaster, not Ed Gamble.
Yes, good. Good to cover all bases there. I'm not James Acaster either.
We're going to be asking a special guest their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
Yes, you've been straight to it today, James. Sometimes you're a bit more chilled. You want to have a little catch up, a little chat. And today It's just like, here's the admin. Let's get on with the episode.
Yeah, well, I think it's an important episode because our guest this week
is... You're not having it, are you? Okay. Our guest this week is... Ovi Soko, British basketball superstar, and he was on Love Island Series 5, James.
Yes, he wasn't the only one, was he?
No, well, come on. I know you're trying to get that joke going again about me looking like Curtis Pritchard. You better not mention that to Ovi and embarrass me in front of him.
I would never. Listen, I know that you don't want to be reminded of the time you were on Love Island, and you're hoping that Ovi doesn't recognise you, so I will not bring it up, Curtis. Your secret is safe with me.
I would never go on Love Island, James, for a number of reasons. One,
I don't believe in love.
I don't believe in love. Two, I never want to be seen in my trunks on television. And three, I'm already in a relationship. And that's in order of importance.
Yes, I know. I'm fully aware. You've always said to me how important your relationship is to you.
It's number three on that list. Basically, I wouldn't mind if she broke up with me as long as I get to wear a t-shirt while it happens.
Yeah. Oh, that would be the worst for you. Imagine if she broke up with you at the swimming pool.
Oh, no, I'd hate it. And someone was filming it.
Oh,
awful.
No. It would be the worst.
People would go, look at that loser. His fiance's breaking up with him and he's got little titties.
Got little titties?
That would be my name. I'd trend. I'd be hashtag little titties.
Hashtag little titties heartbreak.
Hashtag man boobs, no wife. Get that going. Get that trend going.
Get that hashtag going. Just any photo of Ed. Just tweet a photo of Ed and use either one of those two hashtags. Either Lil Titty's Heartbreak. That's spelled LILTIDDIES Heartbreak.
Or Man Boobs No Wife. So, Ovi Soko is on the podcast this week. Very excited to speak to him. Also, there is a secret ingredient, which if he says we will be... slam dunking him out of the restaurant. That's
absolutely. And this week, the secret ingredient is
lychee. Lychee. What the hell is it?
I mean, I think we've already had this as a secret ingredient. Benito insists that we haven't.
Apparently not.
But crazy we haven't had it before. I mean,
lychee. I tell you why I don't like it. It's like it's a combination of something I love and something I hate. I love cheese and I hate lies.
So yes.
I don't want anything to besmirch my beloved cheese.
Is lychee the one sometimes if you get it like a drink that's got a lychee flavour, they literally have it floating around in there? Like
yeah, I think they do that. They do that with passion fruits as well, right? But yeah, they might have like a bob, like a little lychee bobbing around in there.
Yeah, I'm not keen on it. I don't like it at all. So I really hope that Ovi doesn't say it, because otherwise we will have to chuck him out. We'll have no choice.
It'll be goodbye to Ovi. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. So fingers crossed. And this is one of our lockdown episodes, James. So we recorded this on the internet. Me in my house, you in your house, Ovi Soko in his house, and the great Benito on the top of the big Pepsi Max Big One in Blackpool. So let's proceed. This is the off-menu menu of
Ovi Soko.
Welcome, Ovi Soko, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, Ovi Soko, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
I feel like that intro, I don't know if I'm going to live up to that. You lot have gassed it up a bit, haven't you?
Look, we always go hard off the top, Ovi, and then if you want to change the atmosphere or the energy in the restaurant, that's fine. It's your dream restaurant. The ambiance can be as you choose.
No, well, I like the sound of that. Customer's always right.
In your dream restaurant, so let's get straight into it. What sort of atmosphere do you like? When you go out for a meal, do you like a loud restaurant, a quiet restaurant?
It has to be a balance, you know what I'm saying? You want a nice bit of background noise. You don't want to be sitting in silence so that, you know, if the company's a bit dead or if it's a bad date, you're not stuck in a cell with another person. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I like a little bit of background noise, maybe a little bit of piano off in the distance. Or, you know, something playing.
What song's the piano playing? Imagine it in your head. You can just hear it in the distance, the piano. What song?
I don't know. I don't have a specific song, but I just know how it kind of sounds. I know when I hear it. Just the... just something...
I thought it was the ringtone. So you'd like a pianist in the distance playing popular ringtones.
Popular ringtones works. If it's something smooth, I feel like I'll enjoy it.
That'd be fun if you were a pianist, actually, in a restaurant, just to wind everyone up, just play a ringtone every now and again and see how many people check their phones.
To be honest, if a pianist could play a ringtone and your ringtone sounds like that, you've probably got a pretty old phone. I don't feel like the newer phones still sound like that. But
yeah, fair point. What's your ringtone?
Oh, my ringtone is silent. Silence is golden. I don't. My phone is literally never on loud.
I don't think anyone's is anymore, really, are they? You don't. Sure. I rarely hear a ringtone.
Mm. Yeah, no. If I hear a ringtone, I don't know, a bit weirded out. Feel like you're disturbing everyone. We're in London. I feel like London is a place like that. If you're on the train, you don't want to get on the train in the morning and hear ringtones sort of disturbing you when you're laser focused on getting into work.
Would you consider yourself laser focused when you're on the way to work? I suppose you work as a basketball player, right? So you've got to have some sort of focus.
Yeah. You're thinking about shooting hoops.
I am pretty focused when I'm going into train, to be honest. I am pretty locked in. I think it's a different kind of focus. Sometimes I listen to a bit of jazz. I do listen to quite a bit of jazz. I love listening to instrumentals, especially when I want to focus, because I feel like it allows me brain space to think without words kind of ducking in and out of my thoughts.
I like the thought of that. I'd like to go to a basketball game and just have like jazz playing the whole time in the what is it, a court?
Yeah.
Quick heads up for you, Ovi. Well, neither me or James know much about basketball.
Oh well, here's your basketball 101. So it is called a court, and in a basketball stadium, I don't know how well jazz would fly. Like, I don't know if that would work.
Be great. You know? Be pretty great. A lot of basketball players love jazz. Well, actually, no. I only know
well,
you.
Well, you've only met Ovi, so...
One basketball player loves jazz.
I only know you and Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman likes Pearl Jam.
Hey, no, Dennis Rodman likes a lot of different things. I think everyone's...
Pearl Jam's his favourite band, though. I watched Dennis Rodman do a Pearl Jam quiz on YouTube.
And he smashed it.
He did pretty well, actually. He was pretty pleased with himself. He loved it so much that he said he'd love to come back and do another Pearl Jam quiz.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
Well, there you go.
But I guess if you're the only two basketball players I know, and one of you's retired...
I feel like that's a small sample size.
Yeah. I feel like we've already got quite off track from the dream restaurant concept that we're now on, which basketball players James knows and whether they like jazz or not. So, welcome. We've not even taken your coat yet, Ovi.
Oh, yeah, no, you... Do you know what? I got hands and I'll get my own coat. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'll put my own coat, pop it on the back of the chair. I wouldn't say my dream restaurant necessarily would have to be something super, super fancy. Like, that's not what I would have in mind.
Well... We'll let you put your own coat on the back of your chair, but you have to do it like you're shooting a hoop. So we're going to have the chair by the table, and you've got to go as far back as you can with your coat, and you've got to throw it.
Now, is this just going to be me, or is this the rule in the restaurant?
This so is for everyone. Everyone do this every episode. You can listen back.
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you, this sounds like absolutely mayhem. Everyone will be a couple feet back just throwing jackets at the chair. Well, yeah. You know, it'll be different.
What's the furthest back do you think you could stand and still make that shot with the coat on the chair? And then what would your technique be? Would you ball it up like a basketball and throw it, or would you hold it by open and then try and make it soar through the air?
Ooh, tricky one. I feel like to get distance, you would have to ball it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you left it open, there's going to parachute, you know, an old parachute deal. that's a tricky one, man. But if I'm going for distance, I would have to ball it up. Got to sacrifice the fashion, don't you?
Yeah.
Just, you know, wrinkle up your jacket on your date. Forget about the jacket. That's not important.
Yeah.
We got to get distance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would say a lot about a guy, you know? If you can, the further you can launch your jacket... Hey, I feel like the date would be impressed.
Would you explain to your date that this is the rules of the restaurant, or as you walked in, would you just immediately screw your jacket up and throw it towards your chair? I guess the balance is, if you manage it, if you don't say anything, screw your jacket up, throw it towards the chair and it lands perfectly on it, that's the move, isn't it? But if it flops down halfway, then you're going to there's a lot of explaining to do.
If it goes horribly wrong, then there's definitely a lot of explaining to do. It's the restaurant's fault, it's not mine. This is what everyone has to do. You have to do it too.
Yeah.
Easy.
You'd have to hope that your competitive streak doesn't kick in, and that when your date tries to do it, you don't immediately jump in the way and block it and smash their coat to the ground.
Smash it out of the air.
I am pretty competitive, do you know what I mean?
And Ovi, thank you. We're inviting you to the Dream Restaurant, but you've brought us a gift here, which is your new book.
Indeed. You are dope. You know.
Well, thank you very much, but what's your book called?
There we go.
It is You Are Dope. That's the catch.
Yes. I've been waiting to do that dad joke since I heard we were interviewing him.
Yeah.
I've been planning that, and I'm so glad
it paid
off.
Eyes the whole time.
So the book is called You Are Dope.
Yeah. You know, it's a self-help book. I think we're living in a time now where, you know, especially with the social media juggernaut, it's very easy to get carried away with things that might not agree with who we truly are internally. Do you know what I mean? And ultimately, I think that leads to a lot of mental problems for a lot of people. So, you know, just a little guide that hopefully I can help a couple of people if I can. Man, mission done.
Well, I feel like self-help is a good road for you, because it just speaking to you for 5 minutes so far, I feel more relaxed. You're a very calming presence, Ovi.
Yes, and I've been actively trying to wind you up. Don't we always start off with still or sparkling water? Do you have a preference?
I do. Sparkling. I feel like sparkling water is refreshing. There's something that's grown on me, to be honest. When I was younger, I used to hate sparkling water. Like, I used to hate avocados, like coffee. This is just weird. It's one of those things that's grown on me. But yeah, definitely sparkling.
How much do you love avocados now?
I wouldn't say I'm one of the sort of Instagrammers that would pop avocado on toast and post a million pictures of it. But I like avocado. I like it.
I'm so into them, man. It's been one of my main lockdown foods. I'm eating it all the time. I just simple. Cut them in half, de-stone them, put some chili and lime salt on them.
It's easy. It's easy. Woof. Yeah. Woof. I I like eggs. Always go great with eggs. You know what I mean?
Would you like it if you cut the avocado open and you twisted it and you opened it up and instead of a stone, there was an egg there?
An egg? I feel like that's done. That's job done. I do like eggs.
A raw egg.
But what kind of egg, though?
Yeah, you don't want a raw egg in the avocado.
Boiled egg, deshelled.
A boiled egg?
No.
Poached egg?
Let's do it. I know we're getting into it very early, but list your favourite eggs in order, Ovi.
In order.
Ooh, rank them. Okay. First, poached. Second, boiled. Third, scrambled.
Not looking good for fried.
Fourth. Yeah, it would have to be fried, innit? And then if wouldn't omelette count as fried, I guess? Like,
nah, omelette's its own
separate thing. It's its own thing. Oh, gosh, I've messed up. I've messed up. I got a backtrack.
He's absolutely horrified. The look of realisation on Ovi's face when he realised that he'd left out omelette.
No, because I feel like omelette is like fried eggs is the same thing, really.
Not at all, Ovi.
When I fail at an omelette, I just call it a fried egg. if I fry an egg really well, I just call it an omelette.
Yeah,
so. But they look different, they taste different. You can't call an omelette and a fried egg the same thing. Oh, you're a madman.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Ovi, are you telling me that if you did a blindfolded taste test between an omelette and a fried egg, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference?
Well, the texture, of course. Like, you know what I mean?
So there's one difference.
It just means you fried the egg very, very well and you folded it neatly and, you know. But if you put the same ingredients in there, really, if it wasn't for the texture... Yeah,
well, then you may as well say a boiled egg is an omelette.
Oh, come on. No. We are not going to do that.
But the yolk and the white in a fried egg are distinct from each other. You want a runny yolk and a set white. With an omelette, it's all mixed in together. If someone said, I'll bring you an omelette, and they brought me a fried egg, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I stand corrected. But I fry my eggs differently sometimes. Sometimes I leave it intact, but sometimes I whip it up and...
Yeah, it's an omelette.
But that's an... Okay, well, that makes it an omelette then. There you go. I've learnt something new today.
Sometimes I fry my eggs different. Sometimes I put them in a bowl with some milk and some flour and some sugar, and I mix it all together, and then I put it in a pan. So, hold on then. So where are you putting omelette on your rankings?
That will take a high number two. That will come in second, strong.
That's good.
It's not going to beat out poached egg. I loved poached eggs. Like, I just do.
Can you make poached eggs? I'm rubbish at making poached eggs.
I can. Do you boil water in the kettle? Like, it's almost a cheat code. You just boil water in the kettle. You whack it in the bowl, pot. Give it a whisk around. You should use vinegar, really, shouldn't you, to bind it together. And then, you pop the egg in the middle. Keep it whisking. Yes, you're easy.
It always comes out flat when I do it, flat and wet, like a horrible, like, wet nipple.
Oh, no, man, that means your wrist action isn't... You got to work on your wrist action, man.
Not the first time I've been told that.
Don't let him get away with that kind of stuff, Ovi. Don't let him get away with it.
Oh, gosh.
He's an absolute dad today. Absolute dad doing all his dad jokes. You said sparkling water is your choice. Would you boil an egg in sparkling water?
Would I boil an egg in sparkling water?
Or poach an egg. Would you poach an egg in sparkling water?
Well, that's the first time I've ever had that suggestion. I don't think I would be experimenting with that. And I don't know how that would work, to be fair. I might try it on an experimental basis. I don't know
if you get water that's sparkling enough, there'd be so much movement in there that you wouldn't even need to put any heat on it. You could just pour the sparkling water and it would bubble so much that it would poach the egg with no heat.
Yeah. You wouldn't even need to whisk it.
He's not having it.
No comment, guys.
No
comment on that one.
There was a moment. That's a brilliant moment where basically Ovi went with us on all this whimsical egg shit, and then just at that point he was like, "Absolutely not." Egg conversation over.
This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at.
I'm fine with the egg inside an avocado. I'm happy to rank my eggs, but if you suggest poaching an egg in sparkling water, I am out.
Also, Ovi, I'm a bit disappointed that so far you have not been pleased to see your ex-Love Island castmate, Curtis, hosting the show here.
Now, Ovi, just to let you in on a bit of history, as soon as the lineup for your series of Love Island was announced, I started getting tweets saying that I was going to be on Love Island. because apparently I bear a resemblance to Curtis Pritchard.
Now that you said that,
yes,
right,
yeah,
I can't unsee that.
Yep, it was the worst summer of my life because Love Island's on every night, so I was getting approximately 150 to 200 tweets a night saying, "Look at what you're doing on Love Island now." And then he did well in Love Island, so he was there for ages, and I still get it. I still get pictures of Curtis Pritchard tweeted to me.
Curtis was a cool chap. He's a cool guy.
Oh, look, I'm glad he was a goodie. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad people liked him and stuff.
But, yeah, I was about to say it could have gone worse.
Yeah.
Came out and saw sort of what happened to some of the guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty constant.
Well, hey, welcome to the island. Welcome to the villa. Welcome to the family. I mean,
there was no development of the joke. It was just you look like Curtis from Love Island, and then that was it.
Well, you know what? Do you know what that's like? I've come across so many people. When I tell them my name's Ovi, they'll look at me for a second. They'll pause. They'll be like, ha ha, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And they generally laugh every single time. And I'm like, I've heard this one before. Like, it's not that funny.
Now, I'm a bit annoyed because I was planning on doing that joke later. I've been trying to work out a way of getting that joke in.
Oh,
so
you weren't.
Mark my words, Ovi, at some point during this record, I'll get that in. And we'll edit out you mentioning the joke so it seems like I'm really clever.
He's in full dad mode, Ovi. You're not going to be able to dissuade him. He's going to do it later on.
I'm enjoying it.
Pop an absorb bread! Pop an absorb bread, Ovi! Pop an absorb bread!
An excellent reaction shot from there, Ovi. You looked horrified.
I was like, whoa, what's happening? What have I done?
Absolutely. Just terrified.
Poppadoms, man.
Nice.
That was
What gives them the edge?
I'll tell you, it just doesn't taste plain. You eat bread every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I eat bread every day anyway.
Do you? I thought like professional sports people avoided bread like the plague.
Oh, hey man, I don't really I guess I don't do what professional sports people do. I like toast in the morning with my breakfast. So.
What dips you going for with the poppadoms?
I'll say like a sweet chili. Sweet chili sort of dip in, like, because I like spices.
So you're not going with the traditional Indian restaurant thing, you know, when it comes on a little carousel. No, you're just going sweet chili dip that you bought.
Sweet chili sauce?
Yeah. Well, not sweet chili sauce. You make it sound like the McDonald's dip. No. Sure. You know, I would a bit higher than that.
And would you like a poached egg on top?
Ooh. Oh,
no, I wouldn't do that. Jeez, what are you trying to do to me?
That's exciting.
It sounds too exciting. too much. Scale it back.
I would love to scoop up a poached egg with some sweet chili sauce, with some chili sauce on it, with a poppadom, and put it all in. The crunch of the poppadom around the egg, the chili, the hot sauce. That's got me excited now. I love the sound of that.
So pretty much like toast and egg with chili sauce. That's what that's really what you've just explained.
Is that a dish? Does that exist?
Like you could theory.
Are you now saying, this is becoming a pattern, isn't it, Ovi? Are you now saying there's no difference between toast and a poppadom?
No, but the dynamics that you just explained.
The dynamics, yeah.
The crunch and the egg.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get that with toast, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
In Ovi's world, there's no difference between a poached egg on a poppadom and an omelette on toast.
Oh. This is the power of media, guys.
That's it. That's the clickbait sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
We're just trying to get a story into the Daily Mirror, Ovi, and I think they're going to go with Ovi doesn't know the difference between a fried egg and an omelette.
Oh, trust me, that you wouldn't even have to do that much, to be fair. I cut my hair myself during the whole lockdown deal, and yeah, I went back to my phone after a couple of hours, and I had almost 100 messages saying, oh, have you seen what's going on? I'm like, no, I haven't seen what's going on. Oh, what happened to your hair? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? I mean, I was like, man, I cut my hair. I just want to cut my hair. It wasn't really a big deal.
Who picked it up? A tabloid? It would been like, oh, he's cut his hair.
Oh, no, it was in the papers. I don't know which papers, but, you know, I got sent a screenshot of it. Yeah, it was in the papers the next day. Ovi reveals his new hairstyle. Like, well, I just got a haircut, man. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
They are going to have a field day on this Friday goblet thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gonna what they love did. It.
This is going to be front page news.
They're going to love it.
Well, we come to your starter.
crispy calamari.
Oh,
straight in. No messing around. Yeah. Crispy calamari.
No messing around. I love calamari. Yeah. When I lived in Greece for a little bit, and it was after I lived out there that I kind of started to appreciate seafood a bit more. They got really, really fresh seafood out there. So, yeah, man. Crispy calamari for a starter.
Now, did you start playing basketball because you liked the hoop-looking calamari, or did you get into calamari because it reminded you of a basketball hoop?
Yes.
Oh, I got into calamari because the people, the culture was something I tried. It was a piece of their culture, I felt like, almost, when I was out in Greece. They loved seafood as a whole. It was great. I'd had it before, but I never really didn't think much of it. But it was when I went out to Greece and you know, the way they prepared it. Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was awesome.
If you were to pretend that a hoop of calamari is a basketball hoop, what food stuff would you use as the ball?
Ooh.
It's got to be regulation standard and, like, be like, you know.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to use, like, a tater tot or something. it would have to be something like that, yeah. You know. Relatively shaped like a ball, not exactly, but... Or cheese bites or something like that.
Sticking with Greece, though, you could use an olive.
Could use an olive.
And then you've got the full sort of the Greek experience. You could call it Greek basketball and dunk an olive through the calamari hoop.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's actually that's pretty good.
Oof. Now you've said tater tots, though. I really want some tater tots.
Can you get them in this country?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get them somewhere. Come on.
Yeah.
Can you get tater tots in this country?
Well, you never see them available, do you? You don't see them advertised. You might have to buy them. like.
Have you went on Google and literally typed it? Just type in tater tots in the UK. I'm sure there's something to pop up.
All right,
tater tots in the UK.
Man, I don't know what the tater tot situation is.
Tater tots in the UK. That's a song waiting to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it right now because Ovi seems very confident that, of course, you can find tater tots.
I'll do it too. I'll do it right along with you.
I'm Googling tater tots in the UK.
Let's see, I'm the adjudicator here. You're both Googling tater tots in the UK. Someone at Google HQ is going to be very confused to see.
Not seeing homemade tater tots. There appears to be a UK equivalent called Tasty Taters.
There you go.
But that's not tater tots.
But do they look like tater tots, Tasty Taters?
Not quite. I'm looking in McCain Croquettes. No. Look, I'm struggling to find tater tots in the UK, Ovi. What have you found?
Oh, man.
Tasty Taters.
We've covered Tasty Taters.
We're on the same page here.
Yeah. We both Googled the same thing.
There's a whole bunch of home recipes. This is the hardest food to prepare. It doesn't seem like it's that hard to prepare.
Well, I've got some taters. I could maybe make some tater tots if it's that easy.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I mean, I don't know what level of a chef you are, but if you've got the egg thing sorted out, I'm sure, you know, you guys seem to have, you've got the egg thing down to a T. So.
Yeah, we know all the differences between the eggs and stuff.
Whack it in a bowl of mineral water, let it do its thing. That's how I make an egg. Maybe that's how I make a tater tot. Whack a potato with some
water. That's the next level. I feel like that's a natural progression.
I feel like, Ovi, we could give you a raw potato and you'd be like, it's basically a tater tot. It's the same ingredients.
Not quite.
I like that you considered it, though.
I mean, for a gentleman my size, to be fair, if you deep fried a potato, it's probably the same for me as a tater tot would be for.
How much food, if you're like training, how much food are you putting away on a daily basis? I guess are you training so much you can just eat whatever you want?
Nah, because, you know, different foods make you, you know, either feel sluggish or energized. You know, that's your fuel. So, I would never say I can eat what I want. Well, I could, but workouts would just be a lot more painful and the recovery would be horrible. So I eat a lot, but try and eat the right things.
What's the worst dish you could eat for training?
A lot of deep fried foods. In general, you want to make sure that you're mixing up on your plate, have a bunch of different colored vegetables. Generally, try and lean towards baked. They do have an air fryer, the whole air fryer machine now, which is pretty cool.
Is air fryer, sticking with the basketball theme, is that similar to Air Jordan?
Not exactly. I don't think... if you look at the revenue of both companies, I think you'd tell that they're both... It's a little bit different, a tad.
Right. The whole deep fried food, that's going to be a real blow to one of our previous guests. Are you familiar with the comedian Ramesh Ranganathan?
I am. The last name. No.
It's very gracious of you to pretend for a bit that you were.
Nice. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Is your main course deep fried?
Nah, it's not. It's actually, can we go into the main course?
Yes, please.
Hey, look at that. Unison. I love it. Can I ask again? Can we go into the main course?
Yes, please.
Main course. So I love rotisserie chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be a bit naughty and go for a side of mac and cheese.
Whoa.
Now, mac and cheese, that's not something you obviously want to be eating on a regular basis.
No.
Not great for you whatsoever, but I do enjoy it on a cheat day. And I love it. I feel like that's part of the American culture from living out there. Really fell in love with mac and cheese. It's great. You can cook it in so many different ways. You can add little bits and pieces, just depending on how bad you want to eat on the day.
What's an average cheat day for you? Because I've never exercised enough or seriously enough that I've had cheat days, so I don't really I don't know the ins and outs of cheat days, but am I right in thinking that you just cheat across the board, so with food and relationships and everything?
Well, you know, I'm a single man at the moment,
so you just kiss other people's partners
on cheat days?
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, go, you know, I don't think that doesn't lead to good karma.
And on a cheat day in training, you take like a ladder with you and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't cheat.
Pop it in the hoop. Cheat day.
You can't do that. You can't climb on a ladder to put it through the hoop. You go, I'm on a cheat day. Just mouthful of mac and cheese.
Yeah. Slab dunk. Come here, someone else's wife. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Do you rig an election on cheat day?
No, man.
Go to Florida, shuffle the ballots around a bit.
Do you do cheat days though? Would you like wake up donut for breakfast straight away?
All the donut, but you know, like pancakes, waffle, you know, things of that nature. I really love pancakes, to be fair. Maple syrup. I'll just go completely against what I said earlier, and I'll eat generally a lot of fried foods. I like, you know, I'll eat KFC. I do like KFC on a cheat day, to be honest.
But that's great because you're working so hard the rest of the time, right? So you sort of feel guilt-free, and there's sometimes quite a lot of guilt attached to food, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, for some people. And I think if you can like work so hard most of the time that then like you have one day where you're like, give it here.
You can go in.
This is one of my secret shames is I watch quite a lot of YouTube videos of like fitness vloggers who will just film their day when they have a cheat day. And I don't know why I like it. It's just people eating. But I watch it.
I don't know what it's called when they eat next to a microphone. What's that called?
Well, there's mukbang, which is watching people eat. It's called mukbang. And then also there's like ASMR, which James really likes. James really likes ASMR, don't you, James? And you claim that it's not a sexual enjoyment.
It's not sexual. And I don't watch the food ones. But yes, ASMR is when you hear the nice little relaxing sounds. It's not sexual.
I watch the food ones and, like, you know, I've seen, you know, people do it with their pets and, you know, some people do it.
Eat their pets?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry?
They eat their pets?
No, no. They have their pets eat food in front of a microphone.
Oh.
I think that's weird. I don't watch people eating their pets.
I think the pets eating the food in front of a microphone is weirder than watching someone eat their own pet.
You think so?
Maybe eating their own pet edges it, but like they're pretty close. And look, I'm not going to make fun of a fellow ASMRer, but you watch like a dog eating some dog food in front of a microphone. Would you watch that?
No, but they'll feed the dogs like watermelon or fruits and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? And I just find it so, I don't know, it's a bit funny. It's funny. Yeah.
So is that the dream combo, Ovi? Is dog eating a watermelon the dream combo, or is there a different combo that you'd like to see, like maybe a hamster eating a hot dog, something like that?
A giraffe eating a corn on the cob.
I find the dog. Good gosh, you guys are savage. No, it's just funny. I feel like, especially the dogs are funny. Like pets are hilarious, especially dogs, man.
So the dogs are the best ones.
And they just get mad. They get proper excited when the food comes around. And it's just like,
Do get excited.
I can literally just scroll, especially on like TikTok. I feel like TikTok is one of the weirdest apps. People can just get carried away just scrolling and scrolling for hours. And yeah, because I've watched one of those videos of dogs eating food, that tends to be what just comes up on just comes up on my feed. So
you watch one video of a dog eating a watermelon, and then
from then on, slippery slope, man.
That's all they send you constantly.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what the best combination of animal and food would be that I'd want to watch online.
Dog eating a watermelon's pretty up there for me. I think that's a pretty good funny combo.
Yeah, dog eating a watermelon. It's hard to top that.
Yeah.
Although corn on the cob, I can't get over picturing different animals eating a corn on the cob. Like a squirrel, I reckon would eat a corn on the cob proper. Yeah. Like holding it proper and rotating it. I'd like to see that.
See, you know, I've seen dogs eat corn on the cob too. Corn on the cob too. They'll eat that.
But do they just like chomp through the cob, or do they know to eat the corn off the cob?
No, it's these French bulldogs. I'm clearly a fan of them. I'm thinking of a very specific page. It's these two French bulldogs.
Yeah.
And, like, they're so well-trained.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just really intelligent. And when it's dinner time, I think it's funny. It's cool to watch.
So these same French bulldogs, they're the ones who ate the watermelon and they ate the corn on the cob.
Oh, no, man, I'm going to forward you the page. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, they just various different stuff. Let me see right now. Let me see what's the last thing they ate.
Let me see what the last thing these French bulldogs ate.
Okay, there we go. What was the last? Oh, my God, it was watermelon. Look at this.
Oh, there they are eating it. Oh, God.
They're really eating watermelon.
Someone's holding it up to their mouth and they're eating a triangle of watermelon.
I told you, they eat watermelon. These guys are great.
They're so well behaved with it as well. And there's the sound of it. Oh, the sound.
Yeah. No, they're awesome, man. These dogs are so intelligent. They do yoga and all kinds of
things. Ovi, I've just followed them. For anyone listening, the account on Instagram is called Griffin Frenchie. But it's proper ASMR stuff, isn't it?
The sound is so loud. Right.
Now you see what the fascination is.
Yeah, I'm on board
now.
I'll be honest, Ovi, when you first mentioned you like to watch dogs eat watermelon, my first thought wasn't, I'd like that as well. Tofu, there's one of them eating tofu.
Tofu, oranges, you know.
Great. So let's get back to it. So you've got rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Why is rotisserie chicken better than just a normal roast chicken? What is it about the fact it's been spinning?
I feel like the juices, like, because it's been spinning, it sort of flows through the chicken, I guess, a bit more, because it's on the turn.
Evenly cooked.
Would you like to see a French bulldog eating a rotisserie chicken whilst it's still spinning around on the spit?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, wouldn't that mean that the French bulldog was overly close to the fire?
Oh, yeah, that's true. No,
I don't know. Yeah, that's not a good one.
I've not thought that through. Yeah, unfortunately, the French bulldog would get, like, quite sunburnt. Or, I mean, it would die, wouldn't it? It would melt.
Is it cooked?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What kind of person?
No, that was my fault.
Want to cook a French bulldog? Oh! No. Fruits is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
feed it fruit, but don't feed it anything while the food is still on a fire. That's the rule. And is your side dish, your dream side dish, the mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese. Different kind of cheeses. You can put some shrimp in there. You can really mix up with mac and cheese. I've had so many different kinds that have all been amazing. Like,
have you been to Samac in New York?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I think it's S'Mac. It's in mac and cheese. And they do loads of different kinds of mac and cheese. And one of the things they do is a sampler, where it's like a big hot plate, but it's divided up into triangles like a pizza, and each is a different triangle of mac and cheese. And it's different flavours in each one. And I went and got that in the new year. It was very nice.
What flavours, James? Wow. Take us through the flavours.
My favourite one, I think, was a hotter one. Maybe it had jalapenos in or something. One was just like, it just had so much cheese, it was like extra cheesy mac and cheese.
That's what I like.
There was one with some meat in it, with some ham in there, and bacon and stuff. I can't remember what the best one was, really. But it was good. It was a cold day. It was nice to go in there, share that. There's three of us. Work our way through it. Decide what one you like the best.
You had that to yourself. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Man.
A lot to yourself. But what was good, share it with some people. Decide what one you like the best. Yeah. Order that one for yourself, a whole portion of it.
Did you say you used to live in America, Ovi?
Yeah, I did.
Whereabouts in America did you live?
A little bit. I lived in Virginia, lived in Alabama, and I lived in Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania.
And you're playing basketball out there.
Indeed. Indeedy.
Is there any food you miss from America that you wish you had more?
I would say sort of just the Southern cooking, you know, the Southern culture and the Southern cooking, sort of candy yams, you know, the mac and cheese. Breakfast, they had grits, you know, the grits with sugar. You could have a maple syrup. Just a little things like that, you know what I mean? The cultural foods that they had over there. I do miss those. Thanksgiving was always huge. Oh. You'd see every single food under the sun. Like, you know, the spread would be so amazing.
What food do you get on Love Island? Because you never really see people eating, and then everyone's in their trunks the whole time. So I miss no one ever looks like they've just had lunch on Love Island.
Listen to him acting like he doesn't know, Curtis. You know what kind of food you had, Curtis.
You know exactly what we had. No, you know, they generally just have, they have catering, isn't it? So they'll bring in different food every day, because I don't think anyone just wants to watch people eating dinner.
You do.
Together. No,
that's exactly what
that's
like.
That's different. Eating fruit. I mean, if you're eating a piece of fruit for dinner, you're great.
Imagine, Ozzy, on the next series, the first episode, when everyone comes out one by one, and all of the islanders are out, and then there's one more surprise islander, and it's one of the French bulldogs from Griffin Frenchie.
Win. That's your winner. That's your winner. Immediately. Yeah, that's your winner.
If when you were on the island, that was like, you know, someone that they added to the island halfway through, it's the French bulldog, would you just turn to the person who you're coupled up with and say, I'm sorry, it is over, and then go in the water and pick up the French bulldog?
I mean, I wasn't coupled up with anyone for pretty much the majority of the time.
That's pretty cool.
Because you were waiting for the French bulldog.
So we come to your dream drink.
Dream drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to think about this one, and this one might be a bit on the boring side, but I only drink water, guys. Like, I genuinely only drink, like, I drink water. Sometimes, you know, I'd have a beer on a night out or something like that, but yeah, I love water, man. Like, it's...
Your dream drink is water.
That's my dream drink, man. That's my dream drink.
You already had that.
You had sparkling water, and now somehow your dream drink is
water. We can double it up with still.
You're doubling up with still.
We can double up with still. I'll take one of those little sachets that you can get. A touch of fruit in there. Just a touch of flavour in there. And we're good to go.
Your dream drink is...
Cleanse the palate.
Let me get this straight. Your dream drink is still water.
After
choosing sparkling
spring,
water.
Fresh spring water.
Don't try
water.
And make it sound fresh more exciting water. By saying it's fresh spring water. Okay?
That is way more exciting. You can't taste the difference?
Yeah, there you go.
Can you taste the difference between spring water and normal tap water?
Yeah, I think I can taste the difference.
Probably, yes. But,
yeah,
you know,
man.
But
it's fresh. The best quencher. This is what your body's made. Like, your body's, what, 60, 70% water or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You need it, man. I bet you've never heard that one before.
No.
There you go. It's the first.
I love that you went, this might be a bit on the boring side. And I was like, oh, no, it's definitely not going to be. He's just a bit worried that his drink... no, it is. But it is. It's water. Yeah. He's picked water as his drink.
It's water, man.
There was a long pause drink. That you left spring after water. Saying it was going to be boring. And I literally, in that pause, thought to myself, what's boring? Water. Well, he's not going to pick water. Maybe it's... I then you went, water.
It's definitely water. But I did genuinely think about it. And I wanted to think about something that I've had a lot... But, yeah, for a while now, just...
How much water do you drink a day? A
couple bottles at least, like two litres bottles at least. But because I'm working out and like I'm sweating a lot, I'm losing a lot of water. So.
Yeah.
And it's to a point where when I drink something else, like the sugar in it, it tastes so sweet or, you know, it's almost extreme because I drink so much water generally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it ends up just being either too sweet and it doesn't even taste nice to me anyway.
I'm going to list some alternative drinks to you. And
you could
tell me why water is better than them on each one.
Okay.
Okay? Cup of tea.
Cup of tea's got caffeine in it. Probably not great for you, is it? In the long term, to be fair, health-wise.
Okay. Milkshake.
Milkshake. And again, plus, milk. that's definitely not no better for your health. You've just gone down there. You haven't gone for something that's better for you.
Okay,
he's not going to back down on this, James. He's picked water as his dream drink.
that's my
his choice.
It's
I'm just trying to understand the decision a bit more. Tequila.
Well, that speaks for itself. Tequila. Who's ever made a good choice on tequila?
That's right. No one. I very rarely people go, I'd like a tequila as their first drink. It's never a good choice.
Yeah,
sure.
Tequila is that. You definitely went. You went. Oh, you're getting worse and worse. Go on. What's the next one?
Corsten Press.
What is that?
That is a lightly fizzy, but not very fizzy, apple drink with rhubarb in it, if you're me. I like the rhubarb and apple Corsten Press.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably just taste like a sugar drink to be fair.
So will everything just taste like sugar to you?
Damn near. Yeah, honestly, it genuinely does, man. It does. Like, I have a coffee in the morning. Do you know what I mean? I do have a coffee in the morning to wake myself up, but then throughout the day, unless I drink another coffee.
You were having a coffee when we just before we started recording this, Ivy, because what the listener doesn't know is I think it's our favourite ever introduction to a guest. We were sat on the recording software waiting for you, and then you appeared with a cup of coffee, you took a big sip, you saw us, you laughed, and then you disappeared.
Yeah,
and honestly, for about 10 minutes, and what it felt like was that you logged in, saw us, and thought, oh, fuck this, and then just left.
Oh, no. See, the thing is, I logged in, and I was laughing, and I was drinking a coffee, and then you guys started laughing. I thought we were all laughing together, only to find out that it was just, yeah, I wasn't actually in the joke.
It was a perfect entrance.
Also, I've never been more jealous of a guest who says that everything tastes like sugar to them. I wish everything tasted like sugar. I love it.
James has got a real sweet tooth, and basically anything sugary tastes like normal to him, so he will just eat piles and piles of sugary stuff, and it doesn't even register as sweet. It's just sugar to you is like water to Ovi, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That would be my dream drink, sugar.
No, but the thing is, it's different. I'm not saying that I don't eat things that have sugar in them or whatnot, but it's just like when I'm drinking a drink, for me, I want it to quench my thirst. Mm. You know what I mean? And I feel like nothing can quench my thirst like water can.
Look, we've come after you so hard for the water, and you've stuck by it, and I've got a lot of respect for that, Ovi.
Oh, of course. Hey, you're not going to make me feel bad.
We come to the dessert.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I drank water, so I can go ham on it.
Yeah.
For the dessert, an apple crumble with custard.
Yeah.
It's a classic. And to be fair, I remember apple crumble and custard from school dinners, man. Uh-huh. And I always used to love the dessert and school dinners. Funny enough, maybe I might be alone in that one, but...
I don't think you're alone in that at all. I think it's stuff like apple crumble, like big tray bake stuff that they can do in like a mass way.
Yeah, the big tray bake.
Delicious.
Yeah, and that's just one of those things that takes you back to when childhood, good memories, good times.
Do you have any particular memories associated with apple crumble?
Well, funny enough, I remember once hanging around, if you finished your school dinners, obviously you could go out to the playground to play or whatnot, or, you could hang around. I was one of the hungry kids, so, I hung around for seconds of dessert or whatnot. And I got my dessert, finished that. And then I remember just being happy. I was running inside, and I ran into a teacher. And being a big kid, I almost knocked him like flat on his backside. And I don't think I've ever been yelled at the way that teacher yelled at me. Bearing in mind, this was when I was probably in like year three or year four. So yeah, a year four kid almost knocking you down as a fully grown man. I get it now.
So in the dream restaurant, would you like two bowls of apple crumble for your dessert?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like in the dream restaurant, you can have as much apple crumble as you want.
You can have a whole tray. Would you like James to dress as a dinner lady as he serves it?
I don't mind it.
I don't know about that one. If you want to, I'm not a gay. Hey, I don't mind. If that's what you want to do.
I would like to do that.
It won't scare me away from the restaurant at all, but...
And you would like it? To be the same apple crumble you had for school dinners as well. You want that apple crumble?
Yeah. Yeah, it was always tasty.
Yeah.
It was always great. Why go away from things that are already, why overcomplicate things? You know what I mean? It was tasty, man. We get older and we think things need to be overcomplicated. Nah, not necessarily.
Can you remember the names of any of your dinner ladies? Do you want to do any, shout-outs?
Oh, no, I don't remember it. I remember they were... Well, they seemed like they were old at the time, but maybe that was just me being a kid and thinking that everyone probably over 35 was extremely old.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just remember they were all quite old.
Ovi, if there was an Instagram account which was dinner ladies eating apple crumble really close to the microphone, would you follow it?
I don't know. Well, it's not French Griffey, is it?
No, it's a dinner lady, a 36-year-old dinner lady.
Mm.
I don't know if I would follow that, to be fair. I don't know if that's my... That's not my cup of tea. Cup of water. That's not my cup of water.
What if the dinner lady was just being a dinner lady and not eating, but, just playing as a dinner lady and just saying, hello, would you like a second bowl of apple crumble?
You're a growing boy.
I think it was the apple crumble that made me like the apple crumble, not the dinner lady. Do you know me?
It's all part of the process, isn't it? So if there was the dinner lady going, hello... Would you like another bowl of apple crumble? You're a big grown boy. You're only in year four. Would you like that?
You're growing. You're a growing lad. I don't know. I feel like if a lady spoke to me at almost 30 in that manner, I don't know.
Not sure about that.
Be quite right. So I just back away from that interaction.
Stranger danger.
Slowly.
What if this podcast episode goes out and one of your old school dinner ladies gets in touch and offers to make you a Big Apple Crumble now, just the way she used to, and invites you over to her house to eat the apple crumble? Would you say yes?
I don't think I would. I don't think I would, you know. If they remember me from year four, now that's a bit scary. I don't know how many year fours teachers do remember.
We know one of them. One of the teachers remembers you because you nearly knocked them over.
You killed him.
He might not. He might not. I feel like, you know, secondary school.
How many kids were knocking him over every day?
Yeah, well, that he definitely didn't. Yeah, I was probably one of the bigger year four kids. I don't know if I would go to one of my old dinner ladies' house. It just sounds so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you arrived and she was still dressed as a dinner lady, right? Hello, come in.
Because if I felt like she was old back then she's definitely, she's super old now.
Yeah.
She's up there. Yeah, she's up there.
But you've got to wear your school uniform as well.
Yeah, that's one of the rules.
All right, well, there we go. That's where everything took a sharp turn. Guys, I'm out. All right, I'm out. That's where everything
He's left the restaurant. He's not even paying the bill. He's done.
Dream restaurant? You have to pay in the dream restaurant?
No, not at all, actually.
I thought it was your dream.
No, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay.
There you go. Hey, I feel like I made the jacket shot.
Yeah.
I made the jacket shot. I feel like if you make the jacket shot, then you get your meal for free.
Yeah.
If you miss it, then, and let's just assume I made it.
I think that's totally fair. I'm going to read you your order back to you now, Ovi. See how you feel about it. You had sparkling water at the start, but not the last we'll see of that dish. you chose poppadoms with a sweet chili dip. The starter was crispy calamari from Greece.
Little hoops.
Main course. Yeah, main course rotisserie chicken. Side dish mac and cheese. Drink, fresh spring water. Dessert, two bowls of your school apple crumble with custard.
Bingo! That's a hell of a day.
And all
out.
The time, you're sat across the table from Griffin Frenchie, who is eating all of those things at the same time.
Eating what? Sorry. I can't give him that. It'll be bad for dogs. Come on, man. I feel like that would be bad for a dog's health.
I don't think watermelon's particularly good for a dog's health, is it?
Well, I think it's better than apple crumble and custard.
Fair enough.
I think it's a bit better than apple crumble and custard. But, you know, they can drink what I drink.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've left that open.
They can drink it.
Absolutely. Drink the two types of water you've got on your menu.
Well, thank you so much, Obi-Wan Kenobi, for coming in.
Oh, he did it.
You got it in there.
Ovi Soko there. I hesitate to say a wonderful menu. There were things that I enjoyed about it, and there were some things that to me were crazy. To pick water, James.
I know. I think a lot of people are going to have an issue with that, but I tell you what, there's no doubt in it that it's his dream menu. Some people, I'm like, I don't believe you. He absolutely, the conviction in his voice, I can tell that's his favourite. I guess you just got to let, I mean, even though he's already had water early on in the course, you got to just top it up. Give him some more.
That guy's going to be going for so many peas during the meal. He's going to be up and down from the table. It's going to be crazy. I love that we let him have water and we're like, hey, that's his dream meal. But then someone like Joel Dommett has a protein shake. Absolutely not. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Destroy him. Absolutely destroy Joel. And he's still getting destroyed to this day. Keep it going, people. Keep it going.
Look, Ovi's a professional sports person. He knows what he can and can't have. He doesn't like anything apart from water. Fair enough, mate. And he may have had water as his drink, James, but thank the Lord there wasn't a lychee bobbing around in that water.
Praise be.
Praise be, because if he'd said that, he would have been kicked out. But no, there was no lychee forthcoming from Ovi. Mac and lychees, that could have been a combination that he wanted. But luckily,
imagine. We were so close to
it. We were so close.
There may have been a risk of cheese, but never was there a risk of lies, apart from on cheat day, where you were allowed to lie as much as you like.
You're allowed to lie and take a ladder.
Yes.
So, if you enjoyed the sound of Ovi and you liked his vibe, then check out his book, You Are Dope.
Thanks, Ed, but what's the book called?
Oh, James. That's what the book is called, You Are Dope, and it's out now. If you enjoyed us, keep listening, tell your friends about it, leave a review on iTunes, 5 stars, please. Check out the website, offmenupodcast.co.uk. Check out the rest of our socials, @offmenuofficial on Twitter and Instagram. James, what are you up to that people need to know about?
I have another podcast. It is about the music of 2016 and how it's the best year for music of all time. It's called James Acaster's Perfect Sounds on BBC Sounds and elsewhere.
I do a music podcast. There's a little series of it on Spotify. It's called Lifers. It's about heavy metal, living your life in heavy metal, even when lots of obstacles are put up in your way. I also do a Radio X show with Matthew Crosby every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And there's a podcast of that as well, in case you don't want to get up then, which I completely understand. Quite often, I don't either. But there'll be more off menu next week, I should imagine. So come back and have a listen to that.
Yes, please. We'll see you next time. And don't forget to tweet those photos of Ed and use the appropriate hashtags.
Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Gina Martin, a campaigner and writer.
And I'm Stevie Martin, I'm a comedian and writer, and also we're sisters.
We are sisters, and yeah. We're doing our new podcast, Might Delete Later. It's a podcast about social media, about going back, looking at your embarrassing ones, things you like, things you don't like, and we're talking to all different types of people.
So many different types of people. We've got writers, we've got comedians. Maybe we'll get a politician.
Maybe okay? We'll get a dog.
Maybe I'll talk to a plant, deal with it.
Who knows?
It's like a little snapshot into people's social media lives.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll make you think more about how you use social media and how you feel about it.
So do subscribe on all of the platforms that you usually get your podcasts on, and visit at Might Delete Later Pod on Instagram, because we're going to be putting up really fun videos and the things that you didn't see in the podcast episode.
Ooh, exciting. Thanks, dudes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh wait, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah, if people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.